This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. It's Halftime of the Huskers Red White Spring Scrimmage. And as we do each and every halftime, a chance to sit down with the president of the University of Nebraska, Hank Bounds. And fun to be back at the stadium and see all these Husker fans here today to root on their football team. And we always talk about things that are going on in the university, and we're going to talk about you. You've made the decision to step down. This will be your last halftime show with us. What are your thoughts about as you look back at your tenure and look forward?
Well, thanks, Greg. You know, first of all, I'm so proud of our faculty. Our faculty members are changing lives every day through their work in the classrooms and the labs and the fields. We just announced this year's winner of our faculty awards for teaching, research, and engagement, and I was absolutely blown away by their accomplishments. Their expertise range from ag education to cybersecurity, from poetry to physics and psychology. Just an amazing group of faculty, and it's been a privilege to serve with such talented colleagues who make an impact across our state and really around the world. And so I'm also proud of the economic impact that the university is making on Nebraska. A few years ago, we engaged an independent firm to conduct an impact analysis for the university. We really wanted to put some meat behind this idea that the university is vital to the economic growth of the state. And so this year we decided it was time to update our numbers, and we found that even after the cuts that we've endured, that our impact has grown from $3.9 billion to $4.5 billion. So for me, that's a lot of zeros, and it's sort of hard to wrap my head around what that means. So just to make it a little easier for me to understand, that's $12 million plus of economic impact every single day in the state of Nebraska. So when the university is growing, the state is growing.
One of the numbers that sticks out to me is that the university graduates 11,000 students every year. And I know you've been zeroing in on the issue of workforce development. Can you talk about Nebraska's workforce needs?
Absolutely. I have said in every speech that I've given for the past 2 years that I think Nebraska's workforce is at crisis stage. And that the university is one of the entities, along with our partners in higher education, that can help deal with this issue. This is one of my favorite times of the year. Commencement season is coming up, and we'll have 11,000 graduates plus that will start their careers. And yet we need more. 11,000 just isn't nearly enough. And when I travel around the state, business leaders often tell me, Hank, we have three issues that we need you to work on. Number one is workforce. Number two is workforce. And just in case you're not listening, number three is workforce. And so we clearly need to do more to attract more talent to our state and make certain that more Nebraskans have opportunity to earn a college degree, especially in critical fields. We call them H3 jobs. That stands for high wage, high skill, high demand. Those are the kinds of jobs that keep talent here and attract talent. They're high paying jobs. They're the kind of jobs that we want to be available for our children and our grandchildren. They're the kind of jobs that grow the economy of our state.
One of the biggest stories that's been affecting this state over the last month is the horrendous floods that have occurred in the state. The folks, when they came to the stadium today, saw the Red Cross buckets to contribute to that. What's the university doing to help out?
Well, the first thing I'll tell you is we're doing everything that we possibly can. We are committed to providing support and expertise however we can in the weeks, months, and years ahead. Having lived through Katrina, I absolutely understand that there's not a short-term recovery. It will take years to recover. And we've taken a number of steps to make certain that we're in this for the long term. In the immediate term, we're really focused on our student success, to assist the university. And we're working on making certain that we are a good partner to the people of Nebraska as we begin the road to recovery. So we're doing things like providing leniency for current and incoming students whose families and communities have been impacted so that they can continue on this path to a university degree. We're opening opportunities for employees to assist colleagues and Nebraskans in need. So for example, our faculty and staff can take up to 40 hours of civil leave to volunteer in these flood recovery efforts. We've created a new fund at the foundation to support affected students and employees, and we've created a serviceship program that will place students in impacted communities across Nebraska all summer long. Let me just say how thankful I am for the first responders who have assisted Nebraskans in need. And I'm so thankful to have a special guest with me here today, retired General Al Bachelet, who I worked with in his former role as Chief of Staff at U.S. Stratcom. He now heads the First Responders Foundation in Omaha, and I wanted him to talk about the work that first responders are doing to help with the flood.
So thanks, Hank, for the opportunity to join you today, and thanks for your commitment to support our first responders during your tenure as president. You know, as you know, Nebraska's first responders are among the most professional, committed, and courageous in the nation. And we're blessed to have them working for us in our communities. What many may not know is that approximately 92% of our firefighters, for example, are volunteers. And they willingly give of their time and talents to ensure the safety of our homes, businesses, schools, places of worship, and so forth. And we saw their courage most recently, their courage and commitment, on display during the recent flooding. You know, our law enforcement officers, firefighters, and other first responders placed themselves in harm's way to effect rescues, deliver critical supplies and food, and even provided emergency care to livestock and pets in need. They're always there when we need them, and I know they appreciate the recognition they're receiving at the spring game today as they participate in the tunnel walk and are thanked publicly for their service. So thanks for honoring them here today.
Fantastic. Al, it's great to have you be with us, and thank you for all you've done over the last month and will continue to do as we move ahead. Hank, one final question before you go. We are focused on, as you look to the horizon, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I am stepping down as president. Susie and I, with our children, will move back to the South middle of August. After 20-plus years as an executive, I thought it was time for me to step back a bit, recharge, spend more time with my family. Susie and I will absolutely miss our friends and our colleagues, but I'm going to stay engaged with the university. I've worked too hard to help make certain that we're headed in the right direction, and I feel so good about the future of the university, from research to enrollment to the quality of faculty and staff that we have here. When I began this job, four plus years ago, I said that the University of Nebraska needs to be one of the world's great universities. And I think we're there, and we're going to get better every day. And I'd be remiss if I, here at the spring game, don't talk a little bit about athletics. We're going to be really good next year. I feel really good about where the football program and basketball program is headed. I feel so good about the coaches that we have in place, whether it's John Cook or Amy Williams or Darren Erstad. The future is so incredibly bright for Husker athletics, and one of the reasons it's bright is because we have so many people out there listening or attending today that truly care about the university, its athletics programs, its academic programs. And I just want to encourage everybody to continue to find a way to stay engaged with the university, support what we're doing, support our young people, and let's make this just a great place to live and raise a family.
On behalf of the Husker Nation, thank you so much for what you've done, and best of luck in your next journey.
Thank you very much. Go Big Red.
We got more of the Red-White Spring Scrimmage coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.